It's always a nerve-wracking thing for me to get up here. As I've said before, not because of my fear of you all, but because of standing up to talk about the Word of the Lord and what we feel like He would have for us today. Some of the thoughts I have is around religious observances. Why do we do what we do? Have we ever thought about that? What do we do? Why do we do it? We do different things, and those different things we call part of our religion. We have things that we do. We have foot washing and ordinance services, fasting, praying, altar service. These things all are things we do for a purpose. But why? And one that I'm just going to, not to focus in on fasting as a, you know, this isn't going to be a fasting lesson, but fasting. Why do we do it? Why do we go without food, go without water? What's the purpose behind it? That, you know, is it just to make ourselves hungry? There's got to be more to it. We do it. It's actually commanded in the Old Testament in places to do it. In the New Testament, while there is no specific verse that says you will fast, there are verses that say when you fast, which speak to it as something that was an accepted thing that should occur. But when we fast, why do we do it? I'd like to start off in Isaiah chapter 58. Starting there in verse 1, Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Looking at these verses, we see here the Lord is talking about the Israelites. And it starts off calling out a transgression that they were doing. And then it goes on to say the transgression appears to be their fasting. But in fasting, one of the things they were commanded to do, how can the commandment become a transgression? You know, we can be the most punctually observant people with religious rites in the world and still find that we're not acceptable to God. The Jewish people did that for a long time. So when it comes to fasting, do we fast just to be hungry? Is it that we fast to hurt ourselves so that God will look at us because He loves us, that we're going to make Him pay attention to us? Is that the way we fast? Do we fast because we're supposed to? It's just what you do if you're a Christian. You check this box. I fasted. Do we fast because it gives us leverage with God? Well, okay, Lord, I fasted for 2 days this week. Now you need to answer my prayer. When it comes to how we fast, do we not eat on our fast days? But other than that, it's just another day. We don't spend any extra time in prayer. We just don't eat that day. And that suddenly makes it okay for the Lord. Do we fast to be seen of others? Is this something we do not for ourselves so much, but because, what was it the Pharisee said he did in the temple? I fast 3 times a week, was it? Something like that. And this other guy apparently doesn't. He was praying out loud to let that be known. Do we fast to be socially rewarded for our ability to control our appetites? Do we fast because we can then tell people, well, I fasted for 5 days this week? I think of the Muslim month of Ramadan. They fast for 30 days for the entire month. Now, their fast is from sun up to sundown. One of the things, the Jewish fast, major fasts, the Day of Atonement. Now, for the Jewish major fast, those fasts are from sundown of one day till sundown of the next day, so a full 24 hours. But then there were minor fasts in the Jewish people where it was from, basically, if you got up before the sun, you could eat breakfast, then you'd go all day without eating or drinking, and at night you could have water and start drinking again. But thinking about that, why do we fast? What is it? Do these things make us closer to God because we went without food and water? Reading in Albert Barnes, he had some things to say. It says, a hypocrite has no real delight in the services of God or in His truth. But it is truth at the same time that there may be a great deal of professed interest in religion. There may be a great deal of busy and bustling solicitude about the order of religious services, the external organization of the church, the ranks of the clergy, and the claims of a liturgy. There may be much pleasure in theological discussion, in the metaphysics of theology, in the defense of what is deemed orthodoxy. There may be much pleasure in the mere music of devotion. There may be pleasure in the voice of a preacher and in the power of his arguments. And there may be much pleasure in the advancement of the denomination to which we are attached, the conversion of people not from sin, but from a side opposite to us, and not to holiness and to God, but to our party and denomination. There is a pleasure which even a hypocrite has in the services of religion. And we should not conclude that because we find pleasure in prayer and praise, that therefore we are truly pious. Our pleasure may arise from a great many other sources than just views of God or of His truth, or an evidence that we are His friends. The priests and prophets consulted about the laws and institutions of religion as if they were really afraid of violating the divine commands. At the same time they were full of oppression, strife, and wickedness, they were scrupulously careful about violating any of the commands pertaining to the rites of religion. The same people were subsequently so conscientious that they did not dare enter the judgment hall of Pilate, lest they should disqualify themselves from partaking of the Passover. Yet, at the same time that they were meditating the death of their own Messiah and were actually engaged in a plot to secure His crucifixion. Sobering thoughts to think about. That you can be so religious that you miss it. So caught up into the rules that you don't fully understand what the rules are supposed to be doing. The priest, the people that should have been studied to the point that, yes, this is the fulfillment, this is the Messiah. And they were the ones trying to figure out how to kill Him. So what does God desire? So let's go back to looking at fasting, going back to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58, dropping on down into verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Or is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Reading here, the fast that the Lord would have us is what? It's supposed to be a fairly happy one, a helpful one. It's not one about saying, well, I did without. I would challenge you to say, if we're doing without, why? Why did God ask on some of the fast days, the Day of Atonement, for them to go without food? If you read any of the Jewish writings, They have a tradition that says the fasting was to let you realize how pitiful the body was and how your soul could leave it at any time. And it was to raise your mind towards God. Because you would realize this body is just, it's just a body. It's going to die. If I kept not eating for a long enough period of time, it will die. It wasn't to be just to go hungry. So if we set aside a day of prayer and fasting, but then we don't pray, what good is that day? You basically just went on a one-day diet. There's a term for that in the world. It's called intermittent fasting, and it's an actual fad. You pick a day and you just don't eat that day. So if you fast, but you don't fast for the right reason, what good are you doing? You may be following the law, the letter of the law, if you will, but if you're not following it with the right intent, what's the purpose of it? What if we do have a day of fasting and prayer, and it's about the state of our nation, and your mind's stuck on God should destroy those people? Just wipe them out. Free us from that, from their tyranny, from their awful lifestyles. Is that acceptable? I don't think it is. Did God come here to kill everybody? Or did He come here to try to save them? When we do our religious observances, do we do them to draw us closer to the Lord and also to try to draw those around us in? Or are we just doing them because it's what we do? Have you ever thought about when you fast, how you appear to others? Have any of y'all ever heard the term hangry? It's a combination of the word hungry and angry. And it actually is a real thing. Most people, if they get hungry enough, they get angry. So if you're fasting, how are you treating those around you? Are you aware of your fasting and you're letting everybody know because of the way you're acting, but not necessarily in a right way? Jesus told His disciples in Matthew chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, "But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." We have to be careful on what we do. And I know I'm talking a lot about fasting, but it's just the one observance that I wanted to talk about because of the way the verse is lined out. But there's others we do. Why do we do them? Why do we do the commandments? John 14 and 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." When you go to fast to the Lord, what do you say? David, in one of his psalms, says he found studying the law of the Lord better than the necessary food for his body. So when he did a fast, he was saying, "Lord, I'm willing to give this food up to focus in on studying your word." It wasn't about, "I'm going to go hungry to afflict my soul so that the Lord will look at me." It was, "I am going to do something better with my time than eat. I'm going to study the word of the Lord. I'm going to draw closer to Him." So, if we love Him, we'll do His commandments. What are His commandments? We all know the Ten Commandments. But you know, there's two commandments that we often don't talk about. And I've pondered it the last little bit. The two great commandments. How come we don't teach those to our children the way we teach the Ten Commandments? Have you ever thought about that? We'll teach a lot of thou shalt and thou shalt not. But what about this? Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Do we consider that as we go about our fasting? As we go about our daily devotions? That those two commandments should be behind it? Why am I praying today? Why do I get out of bed and kneel before the Lord? What's the purpose? Is it because I have concerns and I have wants and I have needs? That's the only reason why I get out of bed to do that? Just to drag my laundry list of, Lord, I need you to take care of all this because I'm busy today. And then get up and run off to work. Jump into the middle of the day. Or do we ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to be aware of today? Is there somebody I can help in spite of how busy things are? Most of us eat three solid meals a day. Have you ever seen somebody hungry? You ever thought what you could do with one of your meals to go give it to a hungry person? Dad told a story one time, came home from work, and I had to chuckle. He had two cheese sandwiches in his lunchbox. Now, my dad, when he would make a cheese sandwich, that's literally what it was. Two pieces of bread with cheese. He didn't like mayonnaise on it, didn't. It was a very basic sandwich. And a man that day, he worked down by the railroad tracks there, and I think Springfield was where it was at. And the man had came up and wanted to know if he had any food. Dad and children, Dad said, well, you can have my other sandwich. Not really thinking about how plain it was. The guy took it, left, seemed grateful. Dad said, I kind of felt bad afterwards. The guy probably got down the road, and here's this just not much of a sandwich, but you know, it's what Dad had. But I would challenge us in our lives, when we do things for the Lord, or that we say are for the Lord, are we doing them for Him? The law and the prophets hang on these. The Ten Commandments aren't worth doing if you don't do them from love. So I could not kill somebody and still hate their guts. Where's the benefit in that? What good does it do me or that person if I don't say, okay, you've wronged me, but I'm going to work past it. Jesus, how much wrong did the world do Him? Abused Him, mistreated Him, gave Him a fake trial, and then killed Him. Has anybody done that to us yet? Not yet. Good Lord willing, I would like to think it never happens to those of us here. It could. But if it did, you know we have an example for how we're to live. We're supposed to love Him. Can you imagine hanging on a cross, being killed by people, and telling God, oh, by the way, forgive these people for doing this. He didn't call down condemnation on them. That's coming. The day of judgment will show up, and when it does, guess what? It will be a sobering day. We kind of talked about it in Sunday school today. Have you ever considered that every one of our lives will be read out in front of everybody that's ever lived? And when that happens, and you try to stand up and defend yourself, but, that everybody else that lived around you will be able to corroborate or not your story? That everything is going to be open, all of the secrets, your thoughts, what other people did? That's a terrible day. So when we do things, we should be trying to do them for the Lord. Thinking about Jesus, when He was coming into Jerusalem, where it said He looked at the city and He wept over it. And it said that He wished that He could have gathered the people to Him as a mother hen does her chickens. And I thought about that, but they would not. Now Jesus mentioned that after discussing the flaws of the Pharisees, the religious rules that they had going down. And He also spoke of, we should do what the Pharisees say, just not following their works. We shouldn't do it that particular way. So, what was wrong with the Pharisees? If what they were saying to do was right, what was wrong with it? Just like here in Isaiah, though, fasting, which was right to do, done for the wrong purpose, wasn't acceptable. You can follow the law, you can follow the commandments, but if you're not doing them to draw people to Christ, if you're doing it as a separation line, as a way of drawing a line and splitting people apart and categorizing and saying, you're on that side and I'm on this side, I would challenge you, you're probably doing it the wrong way. God wants us to pull people into the flock, not to clearly label them whether they're in or out. Thought of the verse about if we don't have love, we're as a tinkling cymbal or a sounding brass. Now, y'all have heard cymbals, right? And we've all probably heard the joke that, have you ever heard somebody that just did a cymbal solo? You know, they, here, let me play this song and all I'm going to play it on is a cymbal. Crash, crash, crash. How would that work? Now, sounding brass, I did a little more studying into that. That means an echoing metal. Probably a gong or something that they hit on. And the thing that came to mind, we've all seen those little bells that go on countertops. Ding! First time, not so bad, huh? What happens if you get a little kid by it? Ding, 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 ding. Still kind of sort of tolerable, right? Ding, 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 ding. And then it keeps going. And after a while, what you want to pick that bell up and throw it. You take it away, you pull a little clapper out of it. It is, I don't want anything to do with that. Do you know without love, our actions, our words become that way to those around us? We totally miss the opportunity to draw people to us. We can have a religious zeal, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we have to make sure that it is to do the will of the Lord and to love Him. We have to be connected to Christ when we do what we want to do. I could fast, and I could go around hungry and moping. What does it say? My head all bowed over like a bulrush. And people see me and like, wow, he's really fasting. But after a while, if I did that for 2 or 3 weeks, would y'all start saying that he needs to go ahead and eat something? He's looking terrible. The fast is no longer serving its purpose. And the truth of the matter is it isn't. If my fast is just to do that, the Jews teach that you shouldn't harm your body. Self-harm is something that they feel like God is very against. But then they turn around and fast. But their response to that, they say, well, you fast, but it's regulated because God says you fast certain ways, certain times, only carefully done. It's not done to truly just hurt ourselves. It's done to draw us close to God, to either remind you the frailty of your body, to remind you of your sins, as in the Day of Atonement. Lord, we're going to fast. Why? So that I can practice bringing my body under subjection. Because I know I need to learn to do this. So fasting isn't just, Lord, I'm here to hurt and I want you to look at me. It's, Lord, I'm trying to draw close. I would challenge all of us. The thing that struck me was the fast was called out as a sin, as a transgression. And that's a sobering thought. Can we take our religious observances and do them in such a wrong manner that they end up becoming a transgression before God? Y'all pray for me.